MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Here's what's going on. A 36-year-old Mescalero man was arraigned on January 20th on indictment charging him with an assault officials say happened in May of 2022. According to records, Dennett Chi allegedly assaulted a victim in Otero County on the Mescalero Apache Reservation. The victim, identified as John Doe, suffered serious bodily injury. Chi indicted January 10 by a federal grand jury. He'll remain in custody until his trial, which has not been scheduled. If convicted, he faces up to 10 years in prison. City and county local governments in New Mexico could opt in to selling electricity generated via wind or solar to residents if the bill proposed by lawmakers was passed. Local Choice Energy Act was introduced by a group of Democrat lawmakers amid the policy-driven 60-day legislative session that opened last week and was assigned to the Senate Conservation Committee, where it awaits a scheduled hearing. The bill would authorize city, county, or indigenous governments to purchase or generate renewable energy for sale to constituents intending to expand the use of low-carbon forms of electricity in New Mexico. The first snowfall of the year resulting in no damage, but a few delays yesterday in and around Roswell. National Weather Service in Albuquerque said between Monday night and Tuesday at noon, parts of Chavez County saw between 2 and 5 inches of snow. Specifically, areas north of Roswell within the county received 2.5 inches, Lake Arthur 2 inches, and 5 inches in locations about 6 miles northwest of Duncan. The weather did not lead to any closures of roads within the city, though Roswell's public information officer said street crews were out Monday, some roads as a precautionary measure. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.